Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Well, here we are. We have prepared for this, anticipated this, and today is the day. Hi, everybody. Thomas Miller on the day, April 8th, 2024, the day of the big solar eclipse. We'll talk about it briefly. We've really discussed most of the angles and aspects of this in the video that is on the funastrology.com website. If you go down and click the video section in the store area, you'll see it in there. We go over the charts and you can see them and see the aspects and everything. Some of you are on your way to the totality area, and I hope that you have a clear sky. Looks like there are going to be some clouds in various parts, but hopefully you get a good glimpse of it if you're in that zone. I'm planning on being in Joshua Tree National Park. I got a text from Caroline Horn late last week. She said, "Hey, what are you doing? Did you make it to Sedona?" I said, "No, I'm staying home." She mentioned that the energy at Joshua Tree is really good, so we chose to meet up there and experience it in a little meditation and walk and being in that kind of nature. So as you're listening to this, I'm probably en route that way. I chose to just lay low with this, and I'm so glad that I did, not only health-wise, but also just from an energetic standpoint. And I know this is one of the things. I know that so many of us are feeling this, and I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling it too. It's almost like my stomach has been in a perpetual knot, not only from this energy that's so prevalent for all of us right now, but because of the life disruptions that I've been through over the last 2 months. I was telling somebody over the weekend that I just really wish that I could experience this energy without all this other stuff, but it's combined, so I don't know what's over here and what's over there, the personal stuff or the energetic stuff in the sky. But one thing I did is I turned over to Mark Edmund Jones' book on the Sabian symbols in astrology, and I thought, let's take a look at Aries 20 degrees. You always move things forward. And the Aries 20 degree Sabian symbol is of a young girl feeding birds in winter. And he says this symbol is of man's self-assurance as regained by giving nourishment to forms of life other than his own. And with that, the key word is hospitality. And in Mark Edmund Jones' complex way of writing and understanding, the summary is basically it's just how you use your self-powers. Now, let's go over a couple of technical things, and then we'll do some more application of this for today. First of all, the eclipse is at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, look, timeanddate.com is probably your best resource for when the moon begins to move over the sun, when it peaks, how long it lasts, and all that, time and date for your location, which it should pick up from your browser. That would be the best resource. Don't go by this. I'm going from my Honeycomb Collective Almanac, and it's set to New York City, and it's like everything is different. So just check your own locale for that. Obviously, you are. It takes place at 19 degrees, 24 minutes, the sign of Aries. That's the sun and the moon together. It is otherwise a new moon. And right after, I mean, it is so close on this that at 2:28 p.m. Eastern, just 8 minutes after the conjunction of the sun and the moon, is the conjunction of the sun and Chiron. Now, I know my podcast partner, Robert Glasscock, does not use Chiron. I absolutely do. And this eclipse has been so Chiron-esque. So along with all the other energies that we're experiencing staged in this chart, we're also dealing with the core of our most deep wounds in our soul. And this eclipse and all of its mystique and power is affecting us right there at the core of our soul. All of the other components of this, Mars getting ready to hit Saturn in 2 days, Neptune in the last 2 degrees of its own sign of Pisces, Mercury in retrograde, in Aries, the warrior sign, and Jupiter, the planet of expansions and aggrandizement, almost in the aura now of Uranus, the planet of surprises, earthquakes, and sudden shock. Last week on my Subconscious Mind Mastery podcast, I put an episode up of how to deal with this sticky energy. And the main points are just be real careful about responding in the moment. It's always best here during these kinds of times to take as much pause as you can. If you'd like some pointers before you launch into the day and you're hearing this early, you might hop over there. I think it's like just under 20 minutes, but you could put it on times two and rip through them. I go through them pretty quickly. And the other thing about this energy is it is about endings and beginnings. Half of the planetary energy is in Pisces, really, by magnitude. Half is in Aries. Pisces, endings, Aries, beginnings. Some of you, like me, have had endings of various things. On the other side of this eclipse will be the beginning part. One other little technical piece of today is that at 10:38 tonight Eastern, the Moon conjoins Mercury retrograde, and that is the last aspect before the Moon goes void of course for its staging to enter Taurus, which happens early tomorrow morning. So the void of course begins at 10:38 Eastern with a conjunction to Mercury retrograde. I don't even know what to do with that. You know, what I like to do on eclipse days for myself is I like to do a little yoga, and then I like to play some of that Kundalini music that you can find on Spotify. I used to have a playlist. I don't know if it's around anymore or not, but I just like to be in a meditative state, especially at the peak of it, staying pretty quiet, highly reflective, going inside, marveling at nature, and just being in the moment. The other thing, and I think we talked about this last week, is like as far as manifesting goes, I really got excited about that for the 2017 because it's a new moon, right? New moons, new creations. But it seems like, and my friend Jenny, who you're going to be hearing more from and about as we get into this, she was saying in our Facebook group, manifesting not during eclipses so much. Just be with the energy. Be with the here now. Just experience what you feel and experience in that moment from a position of neutrality. That's what I would be doing. Now, as far as a keyword, in addition to Mark Edmund Jones' Sabian keyword of hospitality, getting ourselves out of ourselves and into others, great advice. The other keyword I would add to that is either allowing or accepting, whatever one works best for you. Just allowing this energy, accepting what is. That's a close cousin to non-resistance, realizing that this is just as much about the spiritual as it is the physical. Pisces, spiritual. Aries, physical. There really is this duality, this huge duality at play, and we each have to find our own ground. The other action point that I would say is, as I've already mentioned, just be as non-reactive as you can be. Try to hold your own space. Don't worry about do your hospitality after this thing is over. Once we get the eclipse behind us and then Wednesday behind us with Mars and Saturn, then we can breathe. Until then, just stay a little bit quiet and pretty neutral. And if you are in that area of totality, I hope that you have a clear sky. It is magical if you do. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the eclipse. I'll see you back tomorrow.